Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like China introduced a new divorce law where the wife can no longer claim a man's property after getting divorced. This is winning for men but losing for family formation, because now women will have less incentives to get married in that country. The incentive will be for wives to be faithful and obedient, or what the man can provide her, i.e. a house, can be taken away at any moment. You also know rich men will use this law to jump from wife to wife with no worries about being taken to the cleaners. Up next, you have to pick one of these to defend you while the others try and end you. I pick Vader, and he would probably barely win, because the Force is more powerful than a fleet of Star Destroyers. But there's one thing that's missing from here that would have been the most obvious winner, that being Chuck Norris. Then again, maybe I'll have to go with Batman because he always wins by default because the scriptwriters always give him plot armor. Number three, women are increasingly getting upset because men are expecting them to bring something to the table in return for relationships and commitments. Bella here says that she doesn't need to bring anything to the table because she's a woman and a luxury, and she shames men by calling them broke. Stoic Analyst says that luxuries are a bonus, but that women that don't want to contribute in a relationship are liabilities. How are women luxuries when most of them are just used goods? Women are always a burden on men. Moving on, Hank tells Bobby you know what's not cool. Paying taxes on fireworks to celebrate the day we quit paying taxes each year. Yes, Tax Freedom Day comes sometime around the middle of the year, when you paid your net taxes as a worker that year. But if you're in the wealthy investment class, then Tax Freedom Day might come to you at the end of February, early March. You pay more tax on the money you earn than the tax you pay if your money earns money for you. Number five, remember guys that a man can lose his kids because he left his abusive partner. The moment he leaves, she starts telling the kids that daddy doesn't love you anymore and that he abandoned us. Meanwhile, mommy was giving daddy five across the eyes on a constant basis. These sorts of situations are feeding into population collapse by encouraging the smart men to stay away from women. Why do you think men go in their own way so popular? Up next, speaking of taxes, the new mayor of New York says that white neighborhoods should pay higher property taxes. If Americans don't fight back against this, then America's over. There'll just be more white flight. People will leave New York even faster and real estate values will end up crashing. Then the city will be starved for money. But if this does happen, then it'll mark the day when white people officially become second-class citizens in their own country. Number seven, after raising over $500,000, Carmelo Anthony requested a public defender, probably because his family already spent the money from his Give Send Go account on a new car and house. Looks like somebody needs to get some money management skills. I'm glad to see that he only received a few $1,000 in new donations now that people know they're being scammed. I hope they give him a death penalty in Texas. Moving on, this woman says that women's clothing, body counts, her occupation, and how she looks down there doesn't correlate with promiscuity. Looks like in her case it does, and she wants everyone to think otherwise. But I guess we should look at women like cars. High mileage, rust, and bald tires don't matter anymore. When she says things like down there, that means that her bumper has been in many fender benders, if you know what I mean. I don't need to see any more other than that thousand swing swang stare. Number nine, is it true that Asian women are like tech bro truffle pigs? That they can sniff out a founder that's going to build a unicorn company? If it's true, then every venture capital firm needs one. The only thing I know to be true from looking at this photo is that dude likes Asian chicks. Also, judging by what happened to Zuck the Cuck being married to his high school sweetheart, I'd say that one was definitely a tech bro truffle pick. Up next, three men who raped a teenager in the UK said that's what white girls are for. I was gonna ask if they were white or not, but there's the answer. Imagine the opposite if three white dudes raped a Muslim girl and said that's what Islamic girls are for. There would be new laws introduced and the Muslim community would riot and loot. This sort of enrichment is exactly what liberals want, and if you oppose it, they'll throw you in jail. Number 11, why are all these bearded long hairs so popular on YouTube? Could it be that they're the only men in their generation that can actually grow some facial hair, due to everyone having such low testosterone? Just looking at this picture, I think that Asmund Gold should be Knuckles. Unfortunately for me, I had to deal with getting roasted by penguins, the guy on the far left. I guess that makes me Dr. Robotnik or something. Moving on, here's a look on this woman's face when she's fighting in WW3 and the Russian soldier emerges from the tree line with the sharpest jawline she's ever seen. No, honey, that's the look on your face as you realize the drone that's flying over your head is about to end your life. And you'll never get to see that Russian guy controlling it. Western women aren't even worth taking advantage of on the battlefield. Also, here are what Russian soldiers really look like. Number 13, the European Central Bank is planning on releasing their programmable central bank digital currency euro at the end of this year or early next year. And they say they want to make your money expire if you save more money in your bank account than they want you to. Then they'll eliminate your unused savings. They really do want you to own nothing and be happy. They basically want your money to expire like a coupon. Bullish for Bitcoin. Up next, men used to get shamed for not taking care of their kids, and yet these days, men are being shamed by single mothers for not willing to take care of theirs instead. The shaming language works on many stepdad simps out there, and imagine raising some other dude's ejaculate as a pet. Also imagine the reaction from women when they're asked to take care of another woman's baby. That's why most women say they want a man that doesn't have kids already. But if a man says something like that, then he's sexist. Number 15 looks like Hungary is preparing itself for enrichment. When Viktor Orban outlawed gay pride parades, the people responded with the biggest pride protests in modern history. It's only a matter of time before the West destabilizes the family values in Eastern Europe and the Balkans. Nowhere is safe from the woke mind virus. Each place is just sliding towards destruction at a different pace. The people in Budapest don't even know how great they have it. Moving on, remember guys, that WoW is done. This is World of Warcraft in 2025. Or should we call it World of Wokecraft instead? I'm surprised they didn't give him a motorized rascal to ride around in. We went from Light King to this. This is one of the last games I've ever played. It was great for its time and I enjoyed exploring the two main continents. But I hated the bandits that would always try and kill me when I was coming out or going into the Booty Bay. That place was based off of the real-life Popeye Village. Number 17, this woman is charging $2,000 for cuddling services. You can get working girls for one-tenth the price. Who's gonna end up paying her $2,000 for a hugging session? And all this time I've been giving hugs away for free. There was a hugging service in Toronto, but it went bust because no one wanted to use it. What kind of loser pays for nothing but hugs? I also couldn't pay $5 to have sex with or cuddle with whatever the hell was attached to this. Up next, here's the correlation between single mothers and violent crime. They go up together perfectly until around 1990. That's when governments got rid of leaded gasoline and introduced their pollution controls that made men less aggressive. Not to mention the testosterone levels since then have also fallen through the floor. It's important to understand that this isn't because single mothers are awful, but then it just shows the importance of fathers and kids' lives. Number 19, Japan has created the world's first artificial womb, allowing humans to be grown outside the body. And no, this isn't clickbait. This will be the end of women and the start for men. If men could use technology to reproduce, we'd be in command of our own destinies, and we would be a lot more prosperous. You just know that governments will eventually use this sort of tech to grow their replacement citizens. The temptation will be too great with falling fertility rates. I'm gonna make a video about this. Moving on, is it true that a great man is hard on himself, while a weak man is hard on others? The weak man looks like he needs to go for some anger management courses. Besides, I've known many weak men who were way too self-critical and self-loathing. But a great man challenges himself while a weak man goes around tearing others to make himself look bigger. Some people also say that anger is a projection on others because of the lack of love one has for himself. What do you guys think? Number 21, here's a hard choice. Would you rather have a gay son or a thought daughter? Either way, it's a no-win scenario. Time to toss this sheet in the garbage. At least you can convince the gay son to have kids through surrogacy or that artificial womb I just showed everyone. And at least you know the kid will be raised right. But with the thought daughter with a high body count, odds are she's going to divorce her man or have kids out of wedlock. And will grow up to be all messed up. Up next, this Missouri prisoner is poisoning her husband so she could be with the convicted killer. Finally, a true love story. For many women, hibristophilia is absolutely irresistible. Women are in the prisons banging of all the hot men. That's what happened to Tristan Tate while he was in prison. They're also out there in the schools banging all the teenage chants. When men go their own way and disappear, it looks like women start to get desperate. Number 23, Denmark has decided to screw over most of Gen X, and every generation after that by giving the baby boomers their retirement money. The retirement age will be raised to 70 for all people born after December 31st, 1970. Wait for the rest of the Western world to do the same. But you know this probably won't include politicians and civil servants. But God forbid that we should cut the benefits that we give to all the migrants. That's probably the real reason they're changing their tune. Moving on, the UK's over. The gentle engineer on the left was ended by the man on the right, because he brushed past them on an escalator, and the killer will only serve 6 months in prison. The UK doesn't want to say this, but it's running out of money for prisons, so they're just letting people out as quickly as possible. There's even a push to release all female inmates in the future. Eventually, people will have to just take justice into their own hands. Number 25 and the last one, which wife would you pick? The Amazon Basics or the Amazon Prime? Or one woman that's below mid and the other one that's a space alien? Bezos should have picked somewhere in between. Also, obviously, the image on the right has been photoshopped. She's bad, but not that bad. I'd pick Prime because she can still be shared among family members. But it doesn't matter which woman he picks because you know that this is the view outside of Bezos' bedroom window. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.